It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Backers of a referendum to overturn California's newly drawn state Senate districts say they won't run an active campaign. Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento.
Proposition 40 would repeal the new state Senate districts drawn by an independent citizens panel for the first time last year. The measure's Republican supporters say they won't campaign for it because of a recent state Supreme Court ruling that keeps the district maps in place. Stan Forbes is chairman of the 14-member Citizens Redistricting Commission. He says his concern is that the measure is still on the ballot.
You just can't assume that the public is going to be, you know, educated about the issue and could still vote against this regardless of the fact it's not being campaigned for. So I think we just have to be concerned about that.
He says it's unfortunate so much time and money were spent fighting the issue in court. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
Supporters of California's June 5th tobacco tax initiative are reportedly asking for a partial recount in about 200 Los Angeles County precincts. Unofficial results show Proposition 29 is losing by a slender margin, 49.7% to 50.3%. The California Secretary of State's office is set to begin the recount on Monday. Proposition 29 would increase the cigarette tax by $1 per pack to pay for cancer research and smoking prevention programs. California Governor Jerry Brown has signed the Homeowners Bill of Rights, passed by Democratic lawmakers last week over the objections of the banking industry and most Republicans. Wednesday's signings are a victory for Attorney General Kamala Harris, who lobbied heavily for the bills and says they'll help end unfair lending practices. The new laws, taking effect on January 1st, will bar foreclosures while loan modifications are pending, offer homeowners a single point of contact with lenders, and offer legal recourse if homeowners believe they've been wrongly foreclosed upon. That's the California Update from KRCB Public Radio. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. I'm Mark Brown.